Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong?
I love this song.
Please tell us why
you had to hide away for so long. Dominic in Franklin Park requested ELO. Yeah, for Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday, man. 312-981-7200. You can request an artist to hear three songs coming in and out of breaks here. And there you go. All right. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell at 5. And the great Steve Cochran at 6. So, yeah. Now, a little bit earlier on, I was telling you about that we were going to talk about this place called Zero Gravity. Yeah. And it was a teen nightclub, which I, of course, referred to a little earlier this morning as juice bars. That's what they were when I was under 21. Like Medusa's was a juice bar. That's what they called them. They called them juice bars. I'm apparently the only person that even knows what that term is. Maybe I imagined it. I don't know. But Dan and Esmeralda have no memory of the term juice bar. So Zero Gravity is a teen nightclub more than two decades. It's going to close later this month and make way for an assisted senior living complex on the southwest corner of Route 53 and 75th Street. It's been around for 20 years. So it was a place for kids to hang out with, to hang out, younger, under 21. And now it's closing down. So that got us to thinking about what were places that you hung out at when you were when you were younger. Was there a high school hangout? Was there a teenage hangout? Was there a place when you were under 21 or even in your early 20s or something that you hung out? So what were those places? 312-981-7200. Bob says, I think the place in Niles that you were trying to remember was Lime Ricky's. It changed its name to McGreevy's. McGreevy's, that's the place. That's the juice bar. It was called McGreevy's. That's the one that I went to. Only because they had two different rooms. Sometimes they would have bands in one room and then they would have dancing in the other room. But it was a juice bar, but they had heavy metal nights. So my friends and I would be like, let's go there to heavy metal night at McGreevy's. So that was the name of the place. Yeah, I wonder if that's clearly not around. I said it was called McGillicuddy's. I wasn't too far off, actually. I knew it had a Mick in it. So it's McGreevy's. You guys are much too young to remember McGreevy. You guys don't even remember the term juice bar. How are you going to remember McGreevy's? 219 area code says there was a juice bar. Well, thank you. Someone used the term in the text. Thank you very much for using the term that no one seems to remember except me. There was a juice bar in Northwest Indiana called Club Soda. No joke. Yeah! That's a pretty funny name, Club Soda. 630 area code says, I hung out at Galaxy, Zero Gravity, and Nitro. Wasn't Nitro one of the American gladiators? Dan, wasn't he a gladiator?
Yes, and I'm sorry to switch directions, but this is pretty cool. If somebody from the text line goes, yes, Nick, you are right. They were called juice bars. Mike Tomczak used to own one in Orland Park. That is badass. I'd go to that juice
bar. Wow. Mike Tomczak owned one? Was it called Tomczak's? What was it called? Like halftime? Was it called Laces Out? Was it called End Zone? Was it called Shoulder Pads? Was it called Helmets? I can continue. Galaxy, Zero Gravity, and Nitro. Yeah, man. All right. I'm glad somebody out there remembers juice bars. I thought for a second there, I was like, wait a minute. I didn't imagine this. It was a pretty common term in the 80s. All right, Esmeralda, where did you hang? First of all, when I told this, I came into the newsroom a little bit earlier and I said, hey, a little bit later on, we're going to talk about the closing of Zero Gravity. And then that's going to get us to talk about the topic of where you hung out when you were a teenager. What was your high school hangout? What were your underage places that you went to? And we want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. But you told me you actually went to Zero Gravity?
Once.
Okay.
I probably would have wanted to go more just because I'm like, what? Dance club?
Yeah.
But I heard it was just disgusting there. I went with the Tweeter Center. They held some sort of like end of summer event or some sort of work event there. They closed closed the place for the night.
Had the Tweeter Center had Zero Gravity all to yourself?
Yes, we did.
Wow.
I just remember a lot of lights, a lot of strobe lights.
Yeah.
Things you can dance on top of.
Were they playing some jams?
I think so.
Yeah.
I want to say yes.
Okay. You said it was disgusting?
Well, that's what I heard, because one, it was a 16 to, I believe, at least 22 club.
Right.
Now,
that's what most of the juice bars were.
In my mind is gross, because and from what I've seen because of the closing, I've seen comments and stuff, there's just like grody dudes, 22-year-old grody dudes trying to pick up teenage girls.
Yeah, I guess that would be a thing.
Yeah, no, it was a thing.
Okay. See, the club scene was never my thing. So like even when before I was 21, we went to a couple of places we never went to any of the juice, but we went to McGreevy's a couple times when it wasn't heavy metal night and we lasted about 5 minutes. We walked in and went, yeah, all right. But when I went, when I became legal, when I became the legal drinking age, clubs were not my thing. We tried it, my friends and I. Oh, let's go to a club. It's just not. It's the it's not my thing. I remember one time we went. I was in my early 20s, and we went to this. What the hell was the name of the place? It's on Armitage. It's in that street. It used to be a very, very hip area for 20-somethings. I would imagine it still is. The Beaumont. Does anybody remember the Beaumont? Dan does. You remember the Beaumont, Dan?
I do, yes.
Okay, I remember going there. My friends were like, yeah, we got to go to the Beaumont, man. A lot of chicks. And I was never I was never into that, like picking up chicks at dance clubs. It's just not me. But I remember we went to the Beaumont. We went there, and it was just packed with every kind of douche imaginable. And my friends were like, there's hot chicks. And there were a lot of very attractive women at the bar. And I was in my early 20s at this point. But even then, man, even in my early 20s, I liked old man bars. let's just go someplace, man. And then one time we were out. This was a few years later, this was in the 1990s. And my friends were like, let's go to the Beaumont. I'm like, no, there's no way I'm going to the Beaumont. Are you kidding me? I went there when I was in my early 20s. I'm not going back. And we get there and there's a line to get in. And it's like, it was because I think the Beaumont's at 5 o'clock on weekends, on Saturdays, 4 o'clock on 4 o'clock on weekdays. So there was a line and I'm like, I'm not waiting in line to get into this place. And it was like a $5 cover at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, no. So I'm like, I'm leaving. And so I was just going to like jump in a cab or do something. But then my friend's like, all right, fine, man, you want to be a jerk. And then we left. And that's the only time that my friends and I ever got into a fist fight. We were walking back and somebody, my friend bumped into somebody and then boom, you know what I mean? Bumped into some drunk, D-bag. Who thought he was like hitting on his girlfriend or something. And then a big fight broke out. I got punched in the eye. I'll never forget this. I got punched. I mean, the paddy wagon showed up. It lasted like a millisecond. My friend got hit the ground, vomited on himself. That was the biggest memory that I had. So the cops show up. And then, I got hit. I was trying to break up. There was my friend and some other guy were getting getting lippy, and I got in the middle of it like an idiot. The guy takes a swing, nails me in the eye, and then like I'm trying to break it up. Boom, boom, boom. Cops come. We don't get arrested, and that's that was the end of that. But this is here's the capper on this story. Of first of all, we didn't even get into the Beaumont. We didn't have one drink while we were there, and we end up in a fight. One of my friends had to go to the emergency room because he got his ass kicked. So we're in the emergency room waiting for my friend till like 8 o'clock in the morning. And here's this is the frosting on the cake, Dan. You'll love this little tidbit. The next day, I had a photo shoot for the cover of a Roy Leonard's Going Out magazine with me and Roy. And I show up with a shiner. And Roy is like, What's wrong? I used to be the managing editor of this magazine called Roy Leonard's Going Out Guide for a while. And I worked, we had actually, it was like 7 years we did the magazine. I was the managing editor, and it was based on Roy's show, and we covered theater and we covered movies and all the entertainment stuff. We did interviews and all that cool stuff. And I was the editor, and we were both going to be taking pictures for the first issue of the magazine. It was October of 1992. So this was like when we were doing this, I think this was like in August or September of 92 when it happened. And I show up and I got a shiner, and Roy's like, "What's wrong with you?" So needless to say, we had to put off the photo shoot for a couple of days until my shiner went down because of the incident at the Beaumont, which is a place that I didn't want to go to in the first place. All right, where did you hang out when you were a teenager? And Esmeralda, we'll get you from you. And I know, Dan, we have to hear some classic Baker Square stories. And we'll talk about that. Where was your high school hangout, your teenage hangout? 312-981-7200. ELO, baby, on Triple Play Thursday. Now, the next one is going to have to be like a twofer, right, Dan?
I was just going to call it because we got the Express.
Right, because we have an Express this morning. By the way, the Blackhawks Express, hell of a game last night. Let me just say, that was a hell of a hockey game. I wish we would have got 2 points because we needed the 2 points. But it was a hell of a hockey game. It really was. God, do I hate the shootout. I can't even explain to you how much I hate the shootout. I wish the shootout didn't exist. I really do. So, anyway, we got one more triple play left. Hopefully, maybe we'll be able to sneak in three. But Triple Play Thursday, we want to thank Dominic and Franklin Park for requesting ELO. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. We got some texts coming in from Nick. The name of here you go. The name of Mike Tomczak's place was Mike T's. Yeah, Mike T's. And slowly but surely, more people are confirming the fact that the term juice bar was indeed a thing and popular. So I'm not a lunatic, or at least I'm not a lunatic for that reason. So we're talking about this. We're talking about places you used to hang out when you were a teenager. What was maybe your high school hangout, or where did you go to hang out? Did you go to juice bars? Zero Gravity is closing down after 20 years. So we were talking about that. And 630 area code says, our teenage hangout was anywhere that Starbeats would recommend. Yeah, Starbeat presents What's Happening.
Starbeat presents What's Happening.
Through April 19th, put down the Ritz on Butterfield Road, 1 mile east of Highland Avenue, Oak Brook, features top live entertainment with never a cover. Jamet, Monday through Thursday, Windjammer, Friday and Saturday at the grand opening of In and Around, 10235 West Grand Avenue, Franklin Park. The Saints and Sinners in Willow Springs features a 10-man male dancer extravaganza Wednesday, plus a special Easter party Saturday. Classic rock with Red Muldoon and air guitar competition Thursdays at Eric the Red, 3300 West 111th Street, Chicago. A $2 million unbelievable intergalactic robot show at Tobia's, 6020 West Belmont, Chicago, Wednesday, April 22nd. The Vineyard, 75th and Cass Darien, presents The Outside Chance, plus Wednesday's chicken and ribs, all you can eat, $4.95. The Ship's Rail Turtle Trot at 154th and Calumet Expressway in the Dalton Lodge with $250 weekly cash prize Mondays. This is Steve Cronin. For more What's Happening information, call the Starbeat dictaphone at 948-8800.
Yeah! I believe that's Esmeralda's first experience with Starbeat.
You have never heard that? That sounds amazing.
Oh, man, Starbeat was the greatest, Esmeralda.
I want to do all of that.
And as you can tell, it was state-of-the-art because they had a dictaphone. you could call the Starbeat dictaphone. That was a commercial. They would play it on the radio. Starbeat presents What's Happening. It was always Steve Cronin, who I met a few years ago. I met Steve Cronin. He still does work. He does, like, voiceover work and stuff. He has, like, a company. He does voiceover work. Still living in the Chicago area. And they would do, like, nightclub highlights, Esmeralda, with, like, events happening in the nightlife. And they would do TV commercials, like, usually at 1, 2 in the morning. And always had the wah-wah music and the bound count, count, bound count. That would always play in the background. Eric the Reds was always a heavy advertiser with Starbeat. Oh, yeah, Esmeralda, classic stuff.
I want $4.95 all-you-can-eat chicken and ribs.
Isn't that fantastic? Starbeat presents What's Happening. Starbeat dictaphone, man. Wonder whatever happened to the Starbeat dictaphone. That was, I remember going, oh, man, it's a dictaphone. That's cool. All right. 847 area code says, I used to hang out at a place called Christoph's in McHenry County when I was a teenager. That's a weird name for a juice bar, isn't it? Let's go to Christoph's, man. Have some V8. Listen to some Wang Chung. 312 area code says, I lived at the skating place in Bradley, Illinois. If the doors were open, my whole group was there. It was at the height of disco, and it was fun. Now we're getting into the roller rink stuff. Here we go. Another roller rink. 319 area code says, Pioneer Roller Rink in Peoria was the place to be on a Friday night in the late 70s, early 80s. Pinball, popcorn, and getting your nerve up to ask the cute girls to go on a, quote, moonlight disco ball skate. That's got to be somebody around my age right there, man. Cindy says, Doc Weeds by Lutheran General Hospital. Wow. All right. 309 says, I got served underage at St. George and the Dragon. What? Across from Lutheran General Hospital. It's now a Portillo's. And we also went to the Snuggery in Edison Park. Well, Snuggery, that's actually a regular bar. Like, it's 21 and over. St. George and the Dragon. Well, where was Doc Weeds? Apparently, Lutheran General Hospital was the place to hang out. Because Doc Weeds was by, according to Cindy, Doc Weeds was by Lutheran General Hospital. And then you have a place called St. George and the Dragon where you can get served underage. It's a good thing if they overserve you, you can get your stomach pumped right across the street. It's ridiculous. St. George and the Dragon. Dan, can you see if there are some historical documents on the existence by Luther? And when did Lutheran General Hospital become the hip place to hang out? I guess when you were younger. All right, 312-981-7200. Where did you hang when you were a teenager? And did you frequent any juice bars? The news is next. She left them in tears. It hadn't been almost in 25 years. Rack 'em up. Rack 'em up. Yeah. All right. Triple Play Thursday, man. Yeah, Miles from Evanston, who also happens to be Jen Bosworth's husband, the lovely Jen Bosworth. Miles, huge fan of the show. Morning, Miles. He suggested Johnny Lang for our final Triple Play Thursday this morning. 312-981-7200. We're talking about places that you hung out when you were a teenager in juice bars and stuff. And people are calling in and saying that Doc Weeds was replaced. Actually, Doc Weeds is the replacement for St. George and the Dragon. So that area with Lutheran General Hospital is not quite as hoppin' as we thought it was. How do you change the name of St. George and the Dragon? How do you not keep that? Why is that place still not open? That's the greatest name for a facility ever. Come on, man. Let's go to St. George and the Dragon. And how cool, Dan, how cool would St. George and the Dragon sound in a Starbeat dictaphone update?
That would be pretty badass.
Wouldn't it fit right in? Steve Cronin saying, St. George and the Dragon. Bound, 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 bound. Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, early 80s, I, in the basement of the Metro, it was called Smart Bar, but I can't remember if it was a juice bar or Over Under.
Well, I can tell you this. I believe Smart Pouch started out as a juice bar. Started out as a juice bar, but it certainly isn't now.
No, it still exists.
No. Yeah, Steve, the Smart Bar definitely still exists. It's one of the most popular bars in the city.
I moved back to Galesburg in 84.
So. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a very, very popular place. All right, Steve, thanks. Steve, thank you. Yeah, that's a 4 o'clock joint, Smart Bar. I've been to the Smart Bar many times. I mean, you know, you see a gig at the Metro, you go downstairs. That's usually what you do. Like after you watch a show at the Metro, go downstairs.
It's a little too boom, boom, boom.
It is, yeah. For me. It is. I've been there. I've been there times when I. But you know, it's like one of those deals where it's like I've been with friends and things like that, and they're like, "Yeah, let's just go right down there," and I'm like, "All right." So where did you hang out when you were?
I never hung out. We never hung out in, well, because I never knew if there were of clubs and things like that that were underage other than Zero Gravity, but that was too far.
Yeah.
We would essentially just go to the mall.
Yeah.
Make our rounds.
Hang out at the mall.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that there was that, or the Best Buy.
You would hang out at the Best Buy.
Like, you'd go look at records and, or like the records.
Yeah.
Look at the CDs and stuff.
Right.
But usually it was just, let's go to the mall, and you go to, what was the record store called? It was a chain.
Coconuts?
Yeah, it was one of those. Record Land, or what was it called? Whatever.
Music Land. Right.
We'd go there, and then you go to the Gloria Jeans, and you get a coffee. And
wow.
Yeah.
So you were a mall hanger.
Yeah, you'd go to the Hot Topic.
Hot Topic. All right.
Well, that's all there was.
Okay.
There's not a lot in Joliet.
Yeah,
there's,
you grew up in J-Town.
There was a few times we would go to IHOP and a 24-hour diner.
Now, let's go, speaking of IHOPs, let's talk about Pie Hops. Dan and his gang of hoodlums would hang out at the Baker Square.
Yep.
And you'd all have the same car.
We would, our Monte Carlos.
Yep. this is not a joke.
Wait, how many of you were there?
We had three. Well, the group is composed of 6 to 7, depending on who was around. But there was 3 Monte Carlos in the group.
Oh, okay. Because I think by law, if you're so many people, you could be considered a gang.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys were a gang.
Oh, totally.
The Monte Carlo.
The Monte Carlo Baker Square boys.
Yeah.
Which Baker Square was it again?
Harlem and Foster.
Harlem and Foster. That's the one that I used to go to.
Mm-hmm. Now, when were you hanging out? Like, what time?
Well, so Baker Square was actually the weekend postscript. We would go there like on Sundays at like 7, and we would discuss all the things we had done.
So 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Just after all the old people left.
Right.
Okay.
Now, you worked at Baker Square.
I did.
Right. And we understand that they actually have Baker Square carpet sweepers that are available.
Yep.
Yeah. So Baker Square and your Monte Carlos.
Yeah, Monte Carlos. So, but our place actually was in your parents' neck of the hood, CBC, Chicago Billiards Cafe at Irving and Austin.
Yes.
So that was our prime spot.
Yeah. So would you go to Giordano's?
No. You know, we just, because usually we would show up to CBC at 11.
Oh, I see.
So, and then we would close it down.
You could spot me across, because this was a different time period.
If there
was
we hopped in the DeLorean.
It's like about 18 years between us. But I used to hang out at the Irving Park Lanes, the bowling alley across the street. And that's where I rolled my high game, highest game. And what? Sorry?
Well, I was curious, did you play billiards or did you just hang out?
No, we played.
You shot pool?
We did play.
You hustle?
No, we only played against each other.
Yeah.
So are you
because
amazing
we were that I was decent a long time ago. I'm not so good now, but but no, we were that awkward, like the people who knew how to shoot pool knew of us and would occasionally like give us the mercy killing that we'd be just standing there like, do you want to play? And we'd be like, of course we want to play. We know we're going to lose our shirts.
And you lose on the break.
Right. But we did have like our own cues behind the desk.
Come on, you did?
Wow.
Were they called the Monte Carlo cues?
I was gonna say, the Monte Carlo boys.
I'll take the
Monte Carlo boys are here with their French silk.
Let's let them win.
Irving Park Lanes, we went there a lot. And we used to hang out at a place called Demetrio's. Irving Park Lanes now is a dollar store. Did you know that, Dan? It's a family dollar store. I'm sad. It makes me sad because I go to my parents' house all the time. They live at Irving and Austin. And I go to my parents' house all the time, and every time we pass there, I just go, that's Irving Park. That's where I shot my high. That's where I rolled my high game.
You should go in there and just bowl.
Right in the middle of the thing. Right. Knock over some clothes stuff. And
yeah, just put, I bet you they have a little toy bowling set in there.
Yeah. But no, we used to hang out there all the time, and then we hung out at Demetrio's, which was like a Euro place on the corner of Montrose and Central, which is now a Walgreens. And then you'd go across the street to get ice cream at Toots. Do you not remember? You don't know? No, you don't know Toots. Dan, you remember Toots, right?
Yes, they're still there.
No, I don't think Toots is still there.
Or did it close?
It's something else now. It's not a Toots.
I want to say there was like a Toots resurrection because there was a Toots there for a while.
Well, Toots... Toots was there for many years. And then there was a Toots 2, I'm not making this up. I can't remember where it was, but Toots 2. It was also on the northwest side. But Toots, on the corner of Montrose, it was a drive-in that you would sit outside and eat ice cream and stuff, and you would walk up and get hot dogs and stuff like that. And Toots was across the street from Demetrio's, so we'd hang out at Demetrio's all the time, and then like, hey, you want to go across the street to Toots? And we'd go across the street to Toots. I don't know what's there now, but it's a Walgreens, and it's something else. In the toot spot, but it's not Toots. No more Toots. It's very upsetting. I enjoyed Toots very much. We were out there one time on the corner of Toots and Toots, and we were out there, and we saw a guy driving down. He was going west on Montrose. Mm-hmm. So he was on the other side of the street. And so he's going west, and we're going, hey! And we see him, and he's like, hey! And he does a U-ey in the middle of Montrose and flies over the curb and smashes into all the picnic tables and almost killed three people with the car.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we were like, hey, we waved to him. And he's like, yeah, and he turns the car. He flies over the curb and smashes into the cops came. They arrested him. I don't remember whether he was drunk or not. I can't remember whether he was drunk. He was an idiot. But I don't know if that had anything to do with liquor consumption.
He was a very enthusiastic man.
He was very happy to see us. We hadn't seen each other in a long time. So he's doing like 40 down Montrose, and he goes, boom, bang, boom, over the curb, smashes into the, and there were people sitting at the picnic tables, and they're like, and they run away, and the picnic tables go flying.
It's like a movie.
It was insane. Everybody at Demetrio's comes out. They're standing. People are all over the corner. Hagen's Fish, right down the street. The Hagen's Fish Market is like right there. People came out of there and were standing around. You know, we went right across. We left immediately. Like when we're like, let's get the hell out of here.
Do you think they were going to charge you with something?
I don't know.
Causing a scene.
Yeah,
I think
your friend is an idiot. You're going to jail too.
I think the blame was solely on that guy.
Rob says Smiler Coogan's at North and Central. No, no, no. That was Grand and Central, my friend.
Oh, boy.
No. I lived right over there for many years. I lived over on Mango, right down the street. Smiler Coogan's was not a juice bar. Oh, my God. Here's what's the amazing thing really quickly. Dan, the guy that – I'm not making this up. The guy that did the U-ey and smashed into the parking lot and the picnic tables at Toots worked at Smiler Coogan's. I swear to God, he worked at Smiler Coogan's. This is weird, man.
What was Smiler Coogan's?
It was a bar. It was just
well,
a bar.
Made it sound like that wasn't a juice bar.
No, it's a bar. Like people would go there and smash tables over your heads and get hammered.
Oh, goodness.
No, it was like, and you could hear it from where we lived. I lived with my folks over on Mango, and it was like 5 blocks away. You could hear people leaving Smiler Coogan's at 2 o'clock in the morning, running through Grand Avenue with their pants off. It was ridiculous. The place was ridiculous. And that guy worked there.
Wow.
So it explains his behavior, smashing into picnic tables at Toots.
Kind of sad I didn't live in the city.
No. Yeah, we were crazy, man.
People running with their pants down.
J-Town's got nothing on us.
No, we just had cornfields.
That's right. Well, you had a prison.
In the prison.
That's where a lot of those people ended up from Toots.
Probably.
In prison.
They had to relocate
to
Joliet.
Right. There's a Smiler Coogan's wing in Joliet prison, I think. Yeah. This is for Miles. Jen Bosworth's husband requested some Johnny Lang. Good morning, little schoolgirl, huh?
He just had a birthday.
Happy birthday, Miles. He came out to see The Thing to celebrate his birthday. Let's see what's going to happen on the opening bell this morning. And here's Steve. Hello, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
At Bob and Elk, all coming up on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Have a good morning.
Have a great day.
Okay. We wanted to make sure that we got three in for Miles.
You gotta be even.
Yeah. Because it's Triple Play Thursday, and we wanted to make sure we threw an extra bump in there so that we could get three in for Triple Play Thursday
right.
for Miles.
We'd be fine.
Yeah. We'd be fine. Can't have Triple Play Thursday. That's false advertising.
Exactly.
All right, here's some more quick texts. Christoph is in Lake County. It's still in operation. You had the kid on and his girlfriend was on Face-Off. I can't believe, Dan, you and I both completely forgot that that's what the place was. Steve Christoph is the guy. And his girlfriend is named Stevie. Steven Stevie. I dated a Nikki once. It was weird.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. In high school, Mark says, we used to hang out and make out with chicks at O'Hare. What are you doing, man? We're going out to the airport to make out with chicks.
The new hip spot. The airport.
We used to get food at Yankee Doodle and then park on Irving.
Sure,
that's the life right there. We used to go to O'Hare to make out with chicks. That's fantastic.
I wonder if they only once with every chick because after that they're like, no, I'm not going to the airport to make out.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
But you know, the thing is, you could meet some chick from Holland or something and then she's gone. Like, you can make out with her, and then that's it, man. No, you go to a terminal and meet some chick who's got waiting for a flight to go back home to Holland. You'll never see her again.
Oh,
make out with her, and then she's gone.
Because they'll love that. Like, hey, you're leaving in an hour.
That's right.
Make out.
Want to make out with a guy from Chicago?
What are you doing on your layover?
Want to go to Yankee Doodle and then park on Irving? Because I'm such a stud. We used to hang out at a place called Prime and Tender off of 63rd and Harlem and Summit. Joe in Bensonville says, was it already Baker Square or was it still Poppin' Fresh? They used to be called Poppin' Fresh. Did you know that, Dan?
I was not aware.
Yeah, they were called Poppin' Fresh, and that the little jerk with the six kids, the Pillsbury idiot with the 27
right, the
kids,
toe boy.
And the dog that should be shaped like a biscuit but isn't, or whatever he was.
His dog and cat.
Yeah. That was what it was. It was based on that.
Well, he had to make a living. He had six kids.
He did. He didn't have 45 kids. In addition to Medusa's, we'd go to a place called Palindrome in Palatine. They had industrial house and breakdancing. Breakdancing nights. I wonder if Boogaloo Shrimp ever showed up. And then finally, does this count? We used to sneak into the Whale as teenagers in the 90s. No, it doesn't count. That's not a juice bar. You missed the Whale. You missed out.
Yeah.
You did. Yeah, the Whale.
So jealous.
That's right. Hey, tomorrow's Fly Jams Friday. Are
yeah,
you ready?
It is.
And straight out of context, I'm sure we're going to hear a lot from you. All right. Esmeralda, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.